So, life in the Spirit, in the school of the Spirit, is different, and it's about displacement. In displacement, we get nothing from a place of rush or hurry. God is not constantly on the hoof. He isn't panicked by circumstance. He's not pressured by situations. He lives in a place of unbroken delight, peace, and joy. Joining him here, we learn the secret of the secret place. Martha, Martha, Mary has chosen the better part. Sitting at his feet, we learn to still ourselves and keep on stilling ourselves, shutting out all the things that seek to distract us. If we don't, we gain nothing. This is not the place of the quick fix, the spiritual shot to keep you going between crises, the ups and downs of good and bad meetings. We're learning a different way of living from a different place. We will no longer be subject to our circumstances. Our circumstances will be subject to us. And it begins with this D word. There's a lot of those. Displacement. Displacing our turmoil with his peace. Accustomed as we are to living from our soul, where our happiness depends on what happens, we are learning to live from the deep well Jesus is digging and constantly filling on the inside of us, from our spirit man. There we can drink both sparkling and still water any time we like. He's the water of life. Drinking from him, we will never thirst again. But the journey to this secret place will not be easy. He makes sure it isn't. Here, the true battle for your soul takes place. Everything and everyone, bless them, will conspire to invade your peace. He allows it to strengthen you. The devil is there to strengthen you spiritually. People are there to grow you in grace, the fruit of the Spirit. So everything is for your increase, profit, expansion, multiplication or upgrade. Cool. It's all good. The whole point is, my darling, peace is a weapon. And in your circumstances, you learn to use that weapon effectively. You fight with your peace. It's your training ground where you learn to wage war with your peace. This is where you learn to keep the peace that Jesus already has given you. My peace I give you, he says, not as the world gives. You have it. Now you're learning to keep it and use it. To use it to battle your circumstances and situations. You need trials to practice on, to practice holding your peace. Until you've got 101-pound pressure on the inside to 100-pound pressure on the outside. Brilliant. Only he would think of that. You are learning to recover and hold your own inner territory that was lost at the fall. So pressure must come. You can't be an overcomer without something to overcome, to state the obvious. It is at this point you will be tempted to cave in, give up, and surrender to the situation and the enemy of your soul because you think it or he is stronger. It's not the case. This is where you really discover what Christ in you, the hope of glory, really means. You discover how your choices empower or diminish you according to which way you choose to go. Life in the Spirit, beloved, is about choices. No one drifts to the top of the mountain. If you're still with me, we'll continue tomorrow and have a look at another D word. Desire.